Yeah, you know, and I don't think they get enough credit because they're not seen. People don't think a lot about what the actor's contribution is, but it's enormous. And it's very hard work. Tom Hanks has often said that this work that he's done for us at Pixar is among the hardest that he's ever done. He comes in for 5 hours at a time with very few breaks during those sessions. We're asking him to stand in front of a microphone with no other actors to work with. I'm reading lines off of him. I'm not an actor. I do my best, but you know, when I'm standing and reading with Tom Hanks, it's a very surreal experience.
You're waiting for your Oscar.
Hardly. He has no makeup, no costumes, and on one hand, it's easy because they don't have to wake up at 3:30 in the morning and get to a location, but on the other hand, it's very, very difficult to act in a void like that. And so they're just wonderful. They bring so much to the movie. They brought so much to the characters over the years. All of the ensemble cast, they are as responsible as we are for creating these characters. They're very much a part of them, and they feel a lot of ownership.
And they're actually contracted to do 8-hour days, but the work is really so difficult that we never work them past 4 hours of work.
That's intense. Race.
Yeah,
it's very intense.
It can really manage 4 hours at the most.
Yeah, and it's hard stuff, especially when, Tom had to do a lot of very emotional scenes in this film, and again, he was doing it in a void, but he, my God, I admire him so much. He would do take after take, and we would play with the scenes and try variations on ideas. Some of the actors like to just come in and read the lines that we've written and try to, give the best performances they can. And then others really love to improvise. They love to, use that as a jumping off point, what we've written, and then try to bring something special to it. Michael Keaton, who played Ken in Toy Story 3, he was just fantastic to work with. He's incredibly funny. And a lot of the funniest stuff in the movie were just little throwaways that he did.
Like his Beetlejuice thing.
Exactly, right. That he just, that we hadn't written. And there's silly little things. Like there's a line in the movie where Ken very earnestly, after Buzz is kind of captured and a sock puppet is pulled over his head. And the line that we wrote was Ken saying, "Take him to the library," right? Which was whatever, it was what it was. So Michael was reading those takes of that line, and then he threw in a variation where he just very seriously said, "Take him to the library." I just burst out laughing, and I don't even know if it's on camera, but I said to him, I said, "That is in the movie."
Right.
And some people don't find it funny. It doesn't always get a laugh, but it makes me laugh. I think it's funny, and it says so much about his character that he would so earnestly and pretentiously say the word completely wrong.